Few companies ever make the leap from startup to Fortune 500 status, a journey so difficult that it highlights both the rarity of sustained growth and the extraordinary combination of timing, execution, and sometimes luck required to reach the top tier of American business. The Fortune 500, an annual ranking of the 500 largest U.S. companies by revenue, is filled with global giants whose scale and influence define entire industries. Yet for every Amazon or Walmart, there are thousands of startups that never get close to this level of success. To understand the odds, consider the broader landscape of entrepreneurship. Globally, over 150 million startups exist, with more than 1.3 million in the United States alone. Despite this massive volume, only about 10% of startups sustain themselves long-term, while as many as 90% fail within their first decade of operation. Many falter due to lack of market demand, funding challenges, or operational hurdles, illustrating just how difficult it is even to survive, let alone scale to massive size. The Fortune 500 lists itself as both a barometer of corporate strength and a reminder of turnover within the elite ranks. Since Fortune first published the list in 1955, over 2,200 companies have appeared at one time or another, but only a small fraction remain consistently present year after year. For example, in the first decades of the list's existence, fewer than 11% of original Fortune 500 companies were still on the list decades later, underscoring how many once-dominant firms declined, were acquired, or disappeared entirely. Given these statistics, the stories of companies that did rise from startup to Fortune 500 are remarkable precisely because they are so unusual. Amazon, perhaps the most famous example, began in 1994 as an online bookstore, operating out of founder Jeff Bezos's garage. Over the ensuing decades, it reinvented itself, expanding into e-commerce, cloud computing, AWS, streaming media, and logistics. Today, Amazon consistently ranks among the top companies on the Fortune 500, blending scale, diversification, and global reach. Walmart is another example, though from an earlier era. What started as a single discount store in Arkansas grew into the world's largest retailer and a perennial Fortune 500 leader through an unrelenting focus on low prices and expansion into underserved markets. Likewise, Apple evolved from a small personal computer company into one of the most valuable and innovative technology firms in history, heavily influencing how consumers and enterprises use digital devices. Some companies have had a faster ascent. Compaq, a computer company founded in 1982, became one of the youngest firms ever to reach the Fortune 500, propelled by rapid sales growth and early success in the personal computing market. More recently, Carvana, a disruptor in used car retail founded in 2012, made the Fortune 500 in 2021 just 9 years after its founding, illustrating how even modern challengers can break into the upper echelon of corporate revenue rankings. Still, these success stories are exceptional. For every Amazon or Carvana, thousands of startups never scale beyond niche markets or modest regional operations. Many that grow significantly still fall short of the revenue scale required to make the Fortune 500. This reality reflects not just fierce competition, but the structural challenges of scaling a business. Securing capital, building infrastructure, navigating regulation, and maintaining product-market fit over time. In sum, reaching the Fortune 500 represents an extraordinary achievement. It requires not only surviving the odds faced by most startups, but also scaling to a level of revenue and influence that few companies ever attain. The rare firms that do manage it offer powerful lessons in vision, resilience, and adaptation, but they also serve as reminders of just how rare sustained, large-scale business success truly is.